Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And we welcome you to West Lafayette, Indiana. We had to make a little change on the fly today to do this show, but we've made the change. And it's great to be brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. They have everything you want. It's going to be a big weekend. AFC-NFC championship games. You just don't want to sit back and just kick back and do nothing. You probably want some snacks. They have plenty of those. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks. Right? And we all know that the pickle bar is second to none. I love the dills. I love the barrels. Always, every time I'm around Corey always makes sure he says, hey, I got the pickles here for you. He knows I love them. And it's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today. West Lafayette, Indiana. We'll explain why in a moment. And Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Coming up on the show in just a few moments, we'll be joined by Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, part of our preview of the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk with Tony about that in just a few minutes. Then Eli Gold, the play-by-play voice of Alabama. Also has been the play-by-play voice of NASCAR and many other items along the way. I think he and I are going to have an interesting conversation today. Eli is one of the absolute true pros out there, but an even better guy. I've run into Eli many times, whether it's been football or basketball along the way, and it'll be fun to talk with Eli Gold today. Jeff Byers, play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, because the Nittany Lions tonight will be in action taking on Iowa at Carver Hawkeye. Penn State's number two. Iowa is number three. I think Penn State has the distinct advantage tonight. It's really Oklahoma State's number one right now. Penn State's number two. But I think there's a separation between two and three, especially when you look at the matchups. But they'll wrestle tonight, and Jeff will preview that for us coming up in the second hour of the show. And my brother will join us in the final half hour as we break down the AFC and NFC championship games. You're saying, all right, West Lafayette, Steve, I know you've got a game tomorrow. You're going to hear it right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. 11:30 the airtime tomorrow, noon against Purdue. Well, instead of leaving at 7 o'clock, they decided to leave at 1 o'clock today. Now, fortunately, it's only an hour and a half flight, and we got in here at 2:30. So we're fine. We're in good shape. But we had to make a few adjustments along the way and make sure that the Sunbury Motors studio was mobile today. So unexpectedly, we are in West Lafayette to do the show today, but that's fine. And that should be an interesting matchup tomorrow. Caleb Swanigan, in his sophomore season, is having an outstanding year for Purdue. Swanigan is averaging 18 points, 12 boards a game. They're now bringing the big man, the 7'2 kid out of Alabama, Isaac Haas, off the bench. He had 24 points and 6 rebounds in the rout of Illinois on Tuesday night here. And Vince Edwards, I think, is probably an NBA pick, probably a second-round NBA pick, but he is at that forward spot. So they present a lot of problems. But Penn State presents a lot of problems, too. Penn State's playing nothing but 50-50 games right now. I mean, Penn State right now is 3-3. They're 6 points away from being 5-1 in the Big Ten. That's how close the margin of error has been for this basketball team. And the reason that, like, for example, the loss stings on Wednesday night to Indiana, 50-50 game, and it stings because now you know you're good enough. Okay? If you don't think you're good enough, you're like, wow, gave it a great run. It's really great. Okay, hey, we're getting better. All right. No, it stings because you know you're good enough and you can win it. That's the difference in the program, because you know you have the horses now. You know you have that. So They're going to honor Gene Cady tomorrow before the game. The great Gene Cady. Gene Cady is completely misunderstood by the casual fan who watched him coach Purdue for years. He won over 500 games at Purdue. Never got to the Final Four. Always, you know, seemed to get to that Sweet 16 Elite Eight level. You'd see him on the sideline with that scowl. And then he'd say something to the referee, and there'd be that scowl again. And everyone thought, jeez, who is that grumpy Gus? He is absolutely 180 of that. He is one of the nicest individuals I've ever dealt with in my career. When Penn State would play in Rec Hall, he'd say, and I'd interview him, he'd say, Steve, there are 14 high school gyms in Indiana bigger than this place. When Penn State finally played Indiana in the Jordan Center for the first time, I said, Gene, you always told me that there are 14 high school gyms in Indiana bigger than Rec Hall. I said, what do you think of this place? He goes, Steve, there's more people here to hate us. They'll honor him before the game tomorrow. And he's come out to Coaches versus Cancer here at Penn State a couple of times. Great guy. Gene Cady, honored before the game tomorrow. Coming up, we'll preview the AFC Championship game, Steelers and the Patriots, with Tony DeFazio of the Pittsburgh Sports Report as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Sunbury Motors Kia says, if you want a brand new 2016 Kia,
you can have them.
Sunbury Motors Kia will not stock any new 2016 Kias after January 2017. This means you'll win with the deepest discounts on 2016s ever. In 2016, a Forte 5 was $21,795.
Not in 2017.
Buy one now for only $16,993.
That's $4,802 off.
In 2016, an Optima LX was $23,405.
Not now.
Here in January, pay just $18,979.
That's a $4,426 savings.
A 2016 Rio 5 was $19,550 in 2016.
Not now.
Buy one for only $15,957.
All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
If you want a 2016 Kia, Sunbury Motors Kia says you can have them. Save thousands on your 2016 Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf
at sunburymotors.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Big weekend. NFC, AFC championship games on Sunday. You just want to kick back and you want to enjoy. And you can do that with one-stop shopping right now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Best selection of beer anywhere. Imports, domestics, microbrews, whatever your taste happens to be, whatever you enjoy. Maybe you want to try something different. They have that there as well, and great specials on top of it. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They roast those peanuts fresh and hot every day. Plenty of snacks there, plus the peanuts as well. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar, as you know, you can say it along with me, everybody, is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today in West Lafayette, Indiana. Penn State Purdue tomorrow at high noon at Mackey Arena. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, scheduled to have Eli Gold, the play-by-play voice of Alabama. Then in the 4 o'clock half hour, Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, will preview tonight's showdown at Carver Hawkeye tonight between Penn State and Iowa. Final half hour, my brother Sean and I will break down the NFC and AFC championship games with our intrepid picks. First of all, let's preview the AFC championship game, the Steelers and the Patriots. It is the nightcap on Sunday on CBS. And, of course, you'll hear it right here. You'll hear both the NFC and AFC championship games right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, along with the Super Bowl as well. So keep that in mind as you go through your travels coming up on Sunday. We bring in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome. And I want to start, so many areas to start with. Most people would start with Antonio Brown. I say, who cares? Move on. I start with that offensive line. In recent years, have you seen a Steeler offensive line perform the way this one is right now?
No, probably not. The one thing when we talk about the Steelers running game, we talk about Le'Veon Bell and we talk about how patient he is. You know, I think a huge part of that is how comfortable he is with his offensive line as well and how comfortable they are with him. They are dominating the line of scrimmage. They really are. In fact, when they played the Browns in the last regular season game, that meaningless game, and Marquise Pouncey sat, some of the other linemen were a little frustrated because they felt like they didn't want to disrupt any of the flow that they had, once they all got healthy. It was almost like it was a superstitious feeling, like, listen, we get it that you want to rest the guy, yeah. But boy, you know, we got something good going on here. Now, obviously, that had very little impact because they came out of the gates against Miami strong and just as strong against Kansas City. So in a long-winded answer to your question, I have not seen this particular version of the Steelers line play any better than they are now. Number 26 also makes them look pretty darn good.
Yet when you look at DeCastro and you look at Pouncey, their ability to pull gives them a wide variety of solutions in the running game, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. Todd Haley has to be thrilled with how athletic those guys are. They'll even pull Marcus Gilbert from the tackle spot at times as well. Just a tremendous, those three guys had very, very high pedigrees. And then you look at Alejandro Villanueva and Foster, the other two guys on that line who were not drafted, So it really is kind of a pretty blue collar, pedigree meshed with some significant, very well hyped draft picks. And that line started to come together, especially Marcus Gilbert when Mike Munchak took over. Marcus Gilbert always had talent. You could see it in flashes. But if there's one guy to circle as to who, got the most maybe from Mike Munchak, I think you would probably have to look at Marcus Gilbert. But yeah, that line has been so good and so athletic. And frankly, they include the tight end so well. And the fact that they were able to do it after losing Heath Miller and,
Ladarius Green.
Yeah, Ladarius Green being out, Miller's backup, the kid from Kent State, Matt Spade. Thank you. Jeez, oh man. Yeah, both of those guys were with the Steelers for so long, were such a big part of the running game, and, now they've got, several tight ends helping. Jesse James has been better and better and better almost every game since he's got, has been able to help the run game as well. So, yeah, just an impressive collection of guys right now, talent and coaching.
I'm here for you, Sony. I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I needed that.
Tom Brady is, you can argue, he's among the top five quarterbacks in the history of the game. All right, so we understand that. But like any quarterback, look, when they're pressured, they make different decisions too. Give me an idea. What has allowed Bud Dupree and James Harrison to excel off the edge that creates problems for everybody, including a Tom Brady?
I think the line has played so much better as of late. And that's something that I say, and I can't believe I'm saying it because Cameron Hayward is watching football games. He's not playing in them.
Right.
But the line has gotten better and better and better, and I think that Keith Butler has done a nice job of, first off, dialing some things back early on to get these guys involved and let them kind of get caught up. I guess what I'm trying to say about Butler is he's kind of starting to feel comfortable in his own shoes as the defensive coordinator.
Right.
Comfortable with what he has, what he can do, when he can do it. Dupree slowly came along. He has been really, really good the past couple of weeks. A lot of that, you probably have to give credit to the individual himself. He was looking at the back half of his second season and not having really done anything in the NFL, some of that because of injury, and he has really turned it on. And James Harrison's playing better now than he was when he left the Steelers to go to Cincinnati several years ago. He is a better linebacker at this point. He's not playing quite at his peak, but the numbers over this winning streak, those are as good as sack numbers as he's put up over the course of his career, even in his prime. So what that guy's doing at his age, I have no idea. And he's mellowed out, so I don't know how those two things jive. But they do.
I know, he's like, now he's like the pillar of the community.
It's amazing. It's amazing. He's the guy stepping between guys and pulling guys off, getting them out of fights and all that stuff. It's he's the guy helping the quarterback up after he gave him a little love tap instead of throwing a forearm shiver at his head.
One final question on this, then I'll let you go. And that is, when you look at the game on Sunday night, what are the swing factors to you in this particular one, besides the fact that, that the NFL is going to charge Antonio Brown's a rights fee?
And well, they should. That's a story that's so tired.
You can use that line in the sports report, Tony.
I will certainly credit you. That's a good one. I think it's a couple of things, and I think they all revolve around Tom Brady. You mentioned the Steelers having to get pressure on him, anybody having to get pressure on him, and quite frankly, we saw Houston do that to a pretty good degree, and Brady just, eventually figures it out and doesn't have a problem. Now, the Steelers probably can offer a little bit more on the other side of the ball, that's going to test the Patriots a little bit more than Houston was able to, but you have to get pressure on Brady, and I think, Mike Mitchell talked about this quite a bit. It's so difficult for the secondary, and the Steelers have two rookies in that secondary. Tom Brady knows better than anybody how to exploit guys that are young and are inexperienced, how to move guys where he wants them. And, William Gay and Mike Mitchell have been, trying to get those guys' heads right, trying to get Sean Davis and Artie Burns' minds right for this game, because this is going to be the biggest thing that they've undertaken. Yes, they played the Patriots before. A game in October is so different than a game in January against this team, and, the numbers certainly bear that out. But I think the secondary not making any mental mistakes might be the biggest key, no matter how much pressure the Steelers get on Brady.
Well, I think one of the keys of the game is Landry Jones is going to watch and not play. All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus. No question.
To me, no offense to Landry Jones, but there's a reason why you're behind seven. All right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Tony, thanks. Appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
A great weekend to you, too. Safe travels.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. And, of course, the Steelers and the Patriots, the nightcap on Sunday in prime time. And that will be at Foxborough. I think the Steelers are not only going to win, I think they're going to win by 10. I just think they're just a better team all the way around. I mean, I know there's the Belichick factor, the Brady factor, and there's the Foxborough factor. But you know what? This is not a good matchup for the Patriots, in my opinion. It's not. I think the Steelers are a better matchup. I think they're a better team. But we'll find out. We'll find out. Packers and Falcons, of course, the opener on Sunday as well. Basketball tomorrow. I'm here in West Lafayette. Penn State and Purdue at Mackey Arena tomorrow, high noon. I'm beginning at 11:30 tomorrow. We'll also have Shikellamy basketball on the air tomorrow afternoon as well. We will be airing the NFC and AFC championship games on Sunday, plus we air the Super Bowl as well. So we're your home for the NFL playoffs on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Coming up next half hour, Eli Gold, play-by-play voice at Alabama. Then in the 4 o'clock half hour, Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, to preview tonight's Penn State Iowa wrestling meet at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Mobile today in West Lafayette, Indiana. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll come back to West Lafayette in a few moments. News coming up at the bottom of the hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio, mobile today in West Lafayette, Indiana, where Penn State will play Purdue tomorrow. Noon will be the tip. We're on beginning at 11:30. And very pleased to bring in someone I have tremendous respect for, one of the truly outstanding play-by-play guys out there, Eli Gold. Eli, it's great to hear you again.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you, and I hope it is a nice day in West Lafayette down here in Alabama. It's in the low 70s today, so I'm guessing it may not be quite that temperate up where you are.
Let's go 49 in clouds.
And I think I won this one, but it's okay. You'll have a great time.
Yeah, you've won a lot of them lately, last I checked. For you, I think a lot of people hear you doing Alabama games and the great run Alabama's had. But I think a lot of people don't realize that Eli Gold is a passionate hockey fan, isn't he?
Yes, actually, the very first work I ever did on the air was professional hockey. And I have been blessed over the years to first work in the minor leagues. Then I worked in the old World Hockey Association, which was the rival major league to the NHL in the 70s and early 80s. Since then, I've been the television voice of the NHL's St. Louis Blues and the radio voice of the NHL's Nashville Predators. So, indeed, hockey was one of my absolute favorites. I'm probably one of very few people who here in the state of Alabama subscribes to the Center Ice TV package on my cable because I do, you know, growing up in New York, I used to have season tickets to the Rangers back in the days. It was the next to the last row of Madison Square Garden, upper level behind the goal, in the days when tickets were $2.50 a piece. Now you can't even get to the game for $2.50. But yeah, hockey has always been a big love of mine. And a lot of folks may not realize that the University of Alabama does have a hockey team. They started out in the club designation using Division III rules, and last year they elevated themselves to one of the two Division I levels of hockey. They call themselves the Frozen Tide. So yes, I hockey is a very, very big part of my life.
No question about that. You're in an interesting spot, obviously, with Nick Saban, and he was obviously in the Big Ten for a period of time with Michigan State. I know in dealing with Joe Paterno, like I did for decades, the two things that I never felt like I should ask, there are a couple of things you never asked about. You never asked him about recruiting. You never asked him hypotheticals, and you really never asked him to compare a player to another player. When you deal with Nick Saban, do you run into pretty much the same parameters?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like we're the same. Of course, he does like to talk about recruiting. Of course, you're not allowed to mention any particular player's name until that player has, you know, officially filed his paperwork, etc. But, you know, Nick Saban loves recruiting. That's the lifeblood of any program. And he is happy to talk about recruiting as long as you go by the NCAA guidelines and not discuss any individual player publicly. But the general science of recruiting and sitting down and talking with mom and them and all of that is something that he doesn't mind talking about at all. But you're right. God forbid you ask a hypothetical, or even more, God forbid, you use the C word, compare. You don't yes. want to do that. I learned that early in my relationship with the coach. I had asked him, and it was not comparing talent levels, but when Alabama transitioned from Mark Ingram, the outgoing Heisman Trophy winner at running back, and they transitioned to the incoming Trent Richardson, I asked the coach very innocently on that first pregame show of that first game that season. I said, now, let's compare the styles of these two runners. And my intent was indeed a stylistic comparison, not who's better than the other. But, you know, what will you see style-wise from Trent that you might not see from Mark and Swan? And he shot me one of those glances that sent shivers down my spine. And we're on the air, and he gave me a very slight answer. We get off the air, we finish, and as we're leaving the locker room where we do the pregame show, he said, "It's a good thing I like you." And I said, "Yeah, it is a good thing. Why?" Because that was a stupid question. And I started to answer him back. I said, "Well, coach, I wasn't trying." And then I stopped. because I wasn't going to win that discussion. And I said, you're right, I shouldn't have asked that. And ever since then, there have been times when, you know, this year, as a matter of fact, a classic example, Alabama was getting ready to meet Arkansas and their great tight end, Jeremy Sprinkle. And I wanted to talk about him versus Evan Engram, the tight end at Ole Miss, who is also, you know, an outstanding player. And while the coach was answering my preceding question, I was formulating in my mind how I was going to ask the next question without using the C word. It was like being on a Jeopardy, you know? I was sitting there with Alex Trebek trying to form it in the, you know, make it like a question. I was trying to, how do I ask this without using the C word? And, but yeah, you're right. It sounds like they're cut from the same piece of cloth, huh?
Yeah, no, exactly. Did it take you a while to get to know him a little bit? Because I always get the sense that the one thing he doesn't like to do is waste time. In other words, if you're not integral to the winning and the losing of the game, he doesn't want to waste time.
Oh, exactly. If, you know, if talking to old Eli was going to help Alabama win football games, then I'd be sitting here with the world's largest cauliflower ear. The fact of the matter is, talking to old Eli isn't going to help Alabama win a ball game. Now, with that said, he respects the job that I have to do. He knows that we are, you know, we are contracted to do certain pregame and postgame and Thursday night talk shows, et cetera, et cetera. And while we're together on those, I have his undivided attention, and he gives great answers. It's not like the oftentimes curt responses that the folks might see from his weekly press conferences. He gives me great stuff. But, yeah, he, you know, and that was something I had to learn, because that first couple, the first year when he came in, we did not speak almost at all, we other than doing our shows. And I thought I had ticked him off. And I called my buddy at LSU, Jim Hawthorne, who was the voice of the Tigers at the time. And Jim said, hey, don't worry, man. He was here almost 5 years. We never had a conversation. And since then, of course, things have loosened up significantly. You know, it's been a decade that he's been here now, and things are far looser. But it's still not like, you know, Mike Shula and Gene Stallings and other coaches, where you'd sit around and shoot the breeze for an hour and a half on a Friday night, and somewhere in the middle of that, you'd say, hey, let's turn on the tape recorder and bang out the show. He's all business, and time is of the essence.
Actually, with Joe, you could shoot the breeze a little bit, to be honest with you. And the other part, too, is that one time, for whatever reason, Eli, when I was done, I just said, hey, thanks a lot, I appreciate you doing this, whatever, when we were done. And he looked at me, he says, well, I get paid to do this. And I looked at him, I said, what a coincidence. And he looked at me, he laughed, he said, that's why I like you. He said, that's why I like you.
There you go. That's a good one.
You know, when you look at the preparation that one has to put in these days, you and I have access to more information than ever before. So what do you try to look at is what, you know, and you and I both know that we'll prepare 100% and we'll use 3% of it, but the 3% changes. What does it take for you now to really get ready for a game so that you can put forward a broadcast that Alabama fans are really going to enjoy?
Well, you know, it's a good question, but tough to answer, because, you know, I prepare the same way whether Alabama's lining up against, you know, Clemson.
Me too.
Or Southern Cal, or if they're lining up against Chattanooga or Kent State. You know, it's still the next broadcast, and if you screw up, you've still screwed up. So, I don't change the style. You know, it's just that our fan base, as the case with you guys, our respective fan bases are so intelligent and so up on the subject matter that you just got to be very accurate. You know, I go to practice and I hang around on the sidelines at the practice field, you know, myself and my color man, Phil Savage. When everybody else is banished after the first 15 minutes of practice, we obviously can stay. We have access to going over film and tape and what have you. You prepare as best you can, but you know, I am a professional describer. So I prepare differently than my color man, who was the former general manager of the Cleveland Browns and a former NFL player personnel director and a former scout on Nick Saban's staff when they were together with the Cleveland Browns. So our preparation is different. I do a lot of paperwork, read all the newspapers online from not only here, but particularly the newspapers that cover the other team, you know, that Bama's playing that Saturday. But you're right, it's you've got to be on top of it, but and it's always good to have stuff. You never know when something will pop back into your mind because you wrote it down or typed it up earlier in the week. But it's just, you know, you got to make sure you don't screw up, because if you do, somebody's out there going to correct you.
Hey, you and I both know that. Football, basketball, baseball. I think you're going to do some baseball again this year.
And softball, obviously everyone,
And softball, and also you. Obviously, everyone knows you've done over the years NASCAR. I do football, basketball, baseball, and I feel like it keeps me fresh. What does that do for you?
Oh, exactly, exactly. You nailed it again. The fact that I'm doing something different. You know, looking ahead to the middle of the month of February. On the 15th, I've got a softball game. The 16th, I got a basketball game. The 17th, I've got a baseball game. I need that variety to keep everything fresh. I never have had to do just one sport all the time, you know, period, end of discussion. I've always had that variety to keep me fresh. And I remember when I did minor league baseball back umpteen years ago, double A baseball, here in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, it was a grind, man. You rode the bus, you had virtually no days off. You know, there were days I'd walk up to that press box in early August and I would be doing a rudimentary rain dance just to try and get a day off, man. And you know, the fact that you had to do a twi-night doubleheader the next day didn't matter. I just needed a day away from the same thing. Well, you know, now doing all of those different sports is really, to me, a godsend, because it does keep me fresh, and that's what I love about this business.
Yeah, and I'm the same way as you. And I enjoy the change of seasons. I enjoy the opportunity to change up, be fresh. That way you're always looking forward to the next thing. Yeah, I think it's a big part of this. Finally, one final question, because I really appreciate your time. I've enjoyed this immensely.
Oh, sure.
And that would be, I know you're always looking forward, but when you take a moment, what's this run been like for you to be in that the best seat in the house to see the history that Alabama's created?
Wow, it's unbelievable, really. I mean, you know, there are so many overused sayings and cliches, you know, you want to pinch yourself, this, that, and the other. It really is, it's been unbelievable. And, you know, you just count your blessings. You know, those of us who are in positions like you and I, you know, there are certain people in this world who don't follow college football, okay? Yeah. But they've heard of the Alabama Crimson Tide. They've heard of the Nittany Lions. Collegiate basketball, you may not follow it, but they've heard of the Kentucky Wildcats. You might not be an NFL fan. You've heard of the Packers, and you know the Celtics in baskets, and you've heard of the Yankees. Those of us who are able to be voices of those types of franchises, if I can use that term here, it's just an honor. And you cradle the job like you're holding a rare piece of crystal. You have to protect it. You can't drop. You must be so careful with it. But being able to have the best seat in the house for this unprecedented, you know, type of run that the Tide has been on has really been spectacular.
Well, I know the times that we've crossed paths, whether it's been basketball, I think you and I were down at North Charleston one time, football,
exactly,
whatever.
Yeah,
you are first class all the way. I've always enjoyed all of our meetings. I enjoy the fact that you did this today, and I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, definitely. I really hoped, I had wished, and this is not a statement on anything, but I had really wished that you guys had made the playoffs and our paths had a chance to cross. Because one thing I loved about the Alabama-Penn State series, played as infrequently as it was right. not really a rivalry because it didn't change that much. That fan issues had, little Huckabees, but the respect that the fan bases had when we went up to State College, when you guys came down to Tuscaloosa, I mean, there was a mutual respect created the entire area, and that is so rare, unfortunately, in these days and ages where, you know, people tend to be very hostile more than anything else. That's what made our time together, other than being able to sit around and shoot the breeze with you. But
yeah.
the respect that the fans had for one another was so very special, and hopefully we'll be able to see that again here one of these days.
I hope so. You've got a special one in Nick Saban. I think Penn State's got a special one in James Franklin, and if that happens, that
one,
means
man.
We'll get to talk more. James is really
Definitely.
Good. Really good.
I was thrilled to see him leave Vanderbilt. I really was, because he was all of a sudden they became not just another stop on the schedule to get by. He had them playing good ball, and I was thrilled to see how well you guys went this season. It was really a great story for those of us who know your coach, not intimately, but, you know, well enough to be very, very happy for him.
Yeah, he's a special guy. I have a lot of respect for him. Eli, thank you so much. I enjoyed this. Hopefully we'll do this again once each and I, you and I can find a little time.
I'd love that. Call me anytime and enjoy West Lafayette. They tell me it's gorgeous this time of year.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right, man. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, Eli. Eli Gold, who is a slice of gold. They don't get any better than him as one of the great play-by-play guys out there. And just as a person, I just really have a lot of respect for him. Every time we've crossed paths, I've always had just a great time talking with him. And I remember Penn State played Alabama down there in 10. And Eli comes up to me and he says, hey, it's a Big Ten officiating crew tonight. And I'm not going to get into who the referee was, okay? You can look it up if you want. And I looked up and I said, Eli, you will have no issues tonight. I guess he gets on the broadcast. I was told, he says, I was talking to Steve Jones, the play-by-play guy for Penn State. He says, officiating-wise, we're in good shape tonight. We'll come back with more in a moment from beautiful West Lafayette, Indiana, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. A brand new Hyundai Elantra from Sunbury Motors Hyundai can be yours for only $215 per month. This is not a lease payment. $215 per month on a brand new Hyundai Elantra with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors says a 2017 Hyundai Elantra is the absolute best buy for your buck in 2017. Sunbury Motors was voted best car dealership, best quick service, and best body shop. Now add best new compact vehicle with the Hyundai Elantra, and you just made the best decision of 2017. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. There's 34 to choose from, starting at $215 per month, tax and tags extra, at 2.99% APR for 84 months to qualified buyers. Sunbury Motors Hyundai declares 2017 the year of the Elantra.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Mackey Arena is sold out tomorrow, as it should be. So Gene Cady Day, 14,804 will be on hand to honor the great coach and to see. They're good. I mean, there's no doubt they're good. They have played a schedule of, you sit back and go, this is not exactly a murderer's row here on their schedule, but it does include games with Villanova. They lost that game, obviously. But they're off to a good start in the Big Ten. I feel like Purdue and Wisconsin are the two teams in what is an extremely balanced conference that has one 50-50 game after another. I feel like Purdue and Wisconsin are the two that have been able to garner some slight separation. And Penn State's the underdog tomorrow, but you know what? They're not really the underdog by that much. All right, coming up next half hour, we're going to transition from Eli Gold to Penn State Wrestling. They've got Iowa tonight. Nittany Lions ranked second, undefeated. Iowa ranked third, one loss to Oklahoma State. We'll check in with Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling. Final half hour of my brother. Thanks to Dottie Pepper for a great tweet yesterday. It got Sean a raise. We're the home of the suit. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 51. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.